Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Damn these Biloxi blues, it happens every night.
And I ain't never met a riverboat dealer that could ever be a friend of mine.
No dealer or diva.
Treats me kind of
leaves trouble on my mind. So I'm bidding farewell, putting in my nose, and I'll
see you about another time. Sir, this highway
does not know my name, and I don't care.
No, I don't care. Three good
tires and a spare.
Right to the hook, right here. Just a white line gypsy.
Getting out of Mississippi with just enough gas to get there.
Low budget live, not so live. And welcome, all you low lifers, ladies and gentlemen, friends and neighbors. That is, of course, Biloxi Blues right there, written by yours truly. And I'm in like this musical mood, man. I've had my dude Shannon Wheeler here all week at Dude Let's Fish right here. God, what a freaking musician. Virginia fiddling son of a gun. Lowlifer himself. And we've been writing some tunes and recording some tunes. So, man, yeah, I'm in a musical kind of state of mind. And we're going to bring you all of that very soon, I promise you. But this is Low Budget Live, not so live, from the Low Budget Live Bar and Grill, turned into a recording studio this week. And this is the podcast for Monday, December 14th, and it's a good one, and we're going to jump right in. Jump right in. Shannon and I went down to StarTron. Huh? We shook the StarTron. 170 employees shook StarTron bottles at us down there. We went and played music for them for Christmas, and can't thank Danny and Gregor with StarTron and all the crew down there enough for having us down. It was an awesome time, and we got to spend some time with folks that make this happen, and it's a mind-blowing process that would make, if y'all are Breaking Bad fans, it's like chemistry times a million. It's just like some Breaking Bad goodness. It's crazy. I kept saying, man, they ain't no telling what they can make in this joint. It was wild. But many thanks to those guys and gals down there for supporting LBL for 3 years now and kicking ethanol in the teeth, because nothing ruins a good day on the water like an outboard engine that won't run. Also brought to you by Sims Fishing Products, like the new Pro Dry rain suit that's just slick as a whistle. I mean, rain just beads up, runs right off of it. Lightweight, loving that thing. And I am here to remind all you lowlifers, you get one life. Fish it well. And last but not least, we are brought to you by Express Boats, the official boat of Low Budget Live in the Luke Duncan's Traveling Circus World of Craziness. And I cannot wait to get that X21 Pro. And that is, and you're like, man, you're getting it all in quick this week. Well, I got a lot to talk about. We'll get it on the backside, but we're going to jump in with an interview this week. And this is an interview that I've been looking forward to having. So we're going to kick things off with it here in just a few minutes. But I want to set it up by saying, had this individual on Boats and Pros back in March. I have had the pleasure of knowing this individual for a lot of years through the fishing business. I've on a sponsor front, been on teams with him. I have competed against him a couple times, and he obviously comes out on top more times than not because he is one of the legends in our sport. He is a guarded type dude, in my opinion. And when he came on Boats and Pros, we had an awesome experience with Mr. Jason Christie, who we're going to talk to here in a minute. And Jason is, to me, very old school and very, he doesn't change a lot, okay? He doesn't change a lot. And he is, when he made the jump to BPT, it shocked me, honestly, that he was one of the guys. And that told me a lot. And it was the same for me with like Gerald and some of the other guys, Hackney, obviously, that went. And the reason those guys stuck out to me is they're just kind of stick to their guns and they don't like to upset that, you know, apple cart too much. And you know, they went over there and they kind of disappeared in a way. And we're going to talk to that about that with Jason. But then Jason has made this other announcement this week that he's changing to Express Boats. And now look, and a Yamaha. There's not been anything like the leaving MLA. I hear rumblings of all this stuff all the time. And the him coming back to Bass, qualifying to do so, none of that surprised me as much as the Express move. And we're going to get into that with him because there's a lot of reasons that surprised me. I mean, a lot of reasons. And I just kind of want to hear it from him on why he ended up making that move and all the moves he's making, because I know you guys have questions just like I have questions. So I think he needs no introduction, really. He's Jason Christie with an IE, and we are proud to have him on LBL in just a couple minutes. So comment below what your reaction was when you first heard the news, because I've been reading through some of the comments and there are some that are just kind of bozo typical internet comments, and a lot of people are just really, really happy for Jason that he's making that switch. And I see a lot of things about like, welcome, 10 rig, boring 10 rig. Dude, this is a high-performance bass boat. You know, I see other talk, oh, he's joining the trend. Listen, Express has been building boats since 1970. They originated the hyperlift hull, the padded aluminum bass boat design. Like, they invented it. Like, this ain't a new trend. This is an old company. It's been around for a very long time. You're just starting to see more and more of it at this level because people are realizing this ain't a little John boat that you can throw in the back of the truck. This is a high-performance bass boat. So those kind of comments, you're never going to win with folks like that. But this is an interesting move for Jason, and we're gonna find out exactly what he's thinking right now. Let's get him on the phone. Please don't tell me I ran off a deer when I called.
No, I'm getting ready to go, though. It's snowing its ass off here.
It's snowing?
Oh, yeah.
Well, we won't keep you long. So you're telling me there's hope in Tennessee. There's another front coming then. We may get some deer movement again, finally.
Yeah, I bet you do. It's bad here. I mean, it snowed. It started snowing about 9. And then, of course, it didn't start sticking until about 11:30. But we probably have 3 or 4 inches right now.
No kidding.
Yeah, it's supposed to snow until like 5 o'clock.
See, I want to hunt in the snow. I think that'd be fun. I just don't want to deal with everything with snow that you got to deal with after the deer hunt's over.
Yeah, it's actually pretty cool. We don't get it very often, but it's whenever you have something on the ground, they tend to kind of go to it whenever it snows. So
that's cool. That's very cool. Now, is that, I mean, obviously in Oklahoma, I saw you've been in Kansas hunting a little bit. Is that are you back hunting in Oklahoma?
Yeah, I'm back in Oklahoma. We went up there for only a couple of days, actually, and knocked that out. That was a lot easier than it usually is. But I got a good piece to hunt on, and just the right two deer came by whenever they needed to.
Oh, that's awesome.
And then I got one walking out here that I've been chasing literally for, I don't know, it feels like since I was a kid, but he's smarter than me. I've drawn on him 3 times. I've had eight encounters with him, and I still haven't killed him.
Unbelievable.
So he only has 9 lives, you know, like a cat. Getting killed. But I actually knocked a little hair off of him earlier in the year. But he's still around. I got pictures of him just about every day.
Dadgum. Well, man, maybe you'll add him to the wall. Not that you probably don't have that much room left, I'm thinking.
If there's not enough room, I'll build another house.
That's what I love about you right there, buddy. That's what I love right there. So I'm gonna jump right in. I was talking right before I had you on here, and I gotta say, obviously, tons of changes coming for 2021. I mean, that's obvious. That goes without saying for anybody listening. But the biggest one, the most recent one, is this Express announcement, man. And first of all, I want to say congratulations and welcome to the team. We're both newbies. We're both the rookies there. But I gotta say, it's and this has been, I've read through some of the comments, kind of researching, and there are a lot of people genuinely shocked by this move. And as we learned on Boats and Pros with you, you had never made a cast out of any other boat other than a Ranger, basically. Your uncles had them, your dad. So why Express? Why was that when you decided, hey, it's time to make a change? Why the Express was your go-to, Express Yamaha?
Well, I think the biggest thing is just looking for some sort of advantage. I mean, the further I get in my career, it seems like the more competitive these guys are getting on any league. I mean, even, you know, you stay home and fish a Saturday jackpot tournament, everybody's just more competitive, and just looking for an advantage, you know, being able to get up there. I like to fish shallow. Everybody knows that. I want to get more shallow. I want to get shallower. And I just, you know, there's a lot of little things. I mean, I spend a lot of time in a boat, and, you know, the sea deck was a big player for me. I mean, just the fact that you might be in a rainstorm and 5 minutes later, everything's dry.
Yeah.
I mean, I drove it. And
what was that like initially for you? Because I know what it was like for me.
Yeah, I'm going to be honest with you. I mean, you know, when I went to drive it, I'd never been. I mean, I owned an aluminum, but it was like an 18-foot with a 90 on it.
Yeah.
And, you know, I went to drive it just to say that I've done it. You know, I mean, like, I tried it. And I remember taking off on the Arkansas River, and we started going down the river, and I was like, oh, my, you know. There was a lot of current. There was a lot of wind, and that's what I wanted. I picked that day to drive it. It was pretty rough, and I was like, this thing rides really good. And, you know, the next thing I did is I went back and got a fishing pole so I could fish, and I was like, I was impressed with that as well. You know, it was kind of the whole setup that I was impressed with. And, you know, I think at the end of the day, what really made my mind up was just the people there.
Yes.
You know, it goes back to the old school. You know, I can call anybody. I've only been there, what? I mean, I don't even have my boat yet. And I have everybody's cell phone number in the whole plant.
That's right.
And people call me, and you know, sitting down with Rory and talking to him, I mean, you know, it's hard to get a word in about fishing because we were talking about deer hunting and something else. You know, it's just a small crew. I like the crew that's there. You know, I know all of those guys really well other than Caleb, and I'm sure I'll get to know him good, but I really like Bill. You know, and you know what I can't wait for? One thing I've always liked in my career is joining these companies that are a little bit smaller, you know, and I'm not saying that Express is small, but they have a, you know, a smaller pro staff.
Small and, team, and yeah.
I like when these companies, you know, develop and really come into their own. You know, like whenever I came into Garmin, and I've watched Garmin, you know.
Oh, man.
Yeah, everybody wants one now. So, I'm proud of that. I'm not saying that I did all of it because by no means did I, but I was involved in that process, you know, with the engineers and stuff like that. And I can't wait for the first round table meeting whenever all of us are sitting around the table and, you know, they ask me, you know, how can we make this better? I haven't even, you know, fished a tournament out of it yet, but, you know, there's going to be something. If you're not trying to make something better, then you're not doing a good job. I don't care if you have the best boat on the market. If you're not making it better, and I can't wait for that roundtable meeting, you know, to collaborate with those guys and, you know, just keep making them, you know, the best boat that allows me to be competitive out there.
Well, I think that, it's going to be eye opening for a lot of folks. If they get a chance to take their first ride in Express, to say the least. But so on the business side of things, I think this has to be said because I've read a lot of, and you can say, hey, Duncan, shut up and give me like that evil eye through the phone and I'll stop. But I think it needs to be said. I've read a lot of comments and I've talked about it on here. There's a lot of shifts going on in the industry with, you know, like at a company like Ranger, right? I mean, we all know it and have experienced it, but I think it needs to be said because I've seen people go, oh, well, he got fired, so he went and got an aluminum boat. Well, I've read that, and that's not true. That's not true.
I can promise you this. I did not get fired.
Exactly. Exactly.
You know, there were some guys that, you know, things happened to.
Absolutely.
I worry about my business, and I don't worry about anybody else's, but I was not fired. You know, it was time. You know, I've kind of been in an idle position in my career. And sometimes whenever you get that way, change is good. You know, going back to the Elite Series, I've never been more excited to fish a tournament than I am right now. And
That's scary for people.
Yeah, I feel sorry for the first fish that bites my dick. But it's the same way, you know, around the board. I mean, I've been with Ranger for a long time. Like I said, I grew up, and they are a valuable part of my career. And I really, really like the boat. But things are changing across the industry.
Yes,
I
mean, you know, very much.
Especially with the virus, people are, you know, they're consolidating. And everything. I'm not saying that's solely the reason, but there's just a lot of changes. And like I said, my deciding factor in this decision on the boat and the motor was that I can call or I can text, and I feel like I can invite these people over to dinner. Not that, you know, there was a lot of people at Ranger that they felt like family as well.
Same here.
Yeah, but a lot of them aren't there anymore. You know, so, and I really, I mean, both of us still have a really good friend at Ranger, and he's one of my best friends ever, and he always will be. I mean, he understood this was a business decision, but it was just time. I mean, it was time for something else, like I said, the part of the decision that really, it was just the people and the people at the plant, the relationship, you know, start a new relationship, be excited. You know, that was my decision maker.
Well, and I think like what you're talking about relationship, it's so strange. And I talked about it on here some, is being welcomed like family before you've built this long-term relationship. And I've known those guys for a long time through business and things, but man, it's like welcome with open arms. It was,
and that's what people have to understand. You know, say they work at Walmart. They may love working at Walmart, but there's so much more than just working at Walmart. I mean, you got to love your drive to work. You got to love the people that you work with. You got to like your boss. You have to respect your boss. And I did a lot of that. There's much more than just the product. In the position that I'm in, you know, I don't just go pick up a boat and drive it for a year. I mean, I deal with people. This is a lot. And like I said, I still have a lot of friends over there, and they're going to be successful like they have been for a lot of years. It was just time for something else.
Time for a change.
Yeah, and how many times have I been out there, you know, fishing? Like, man, I'm in 14 inches of water, and that over there is really good. It's about 8 inches deep. I want to try to get over there, and
just can't do it.
Yeah, and now it's different. And like I said, just being on a smaller team, knowing that everybody's working towards the same goal, it really wasn't a hard decision.
Well, that's,
I mean, I won't take that back. I don't mean, I lost sleep over that decision because,
you went is not a hard decision, but the decision was a hard decision.
Exactly. I mean, like I've said this, I'm going to go to my dad's side of the family this year, and there's going to be people not buying me a Christmas present.
I believe that. Yeah, I believe that.
You know, they've been die hard, but, you know, also it's the same people that were, you know, die hard in something else until they were open-minded and seen the change.
Right.
And then, oh, okay, now I get it. So, but no, I'm fired up. I'm fired up to go back fishing on the Elite Series. I'm fired up about the new rig. It's just, it can't get here. I mean, I want my break. I wanted to chase deer for a little while, but.
Well, you don't have much of a break there, brother. I don't know. It's the shortest off season of your life.
Yeah, it has been a long.
It's been a long year, man.
Yeah, my break was in the spring, and I spent half that break with a claw hammer in my hand. You know, doing things around the house, but it was all worth it. And it's been a long year, but I'm ready. I mean, I'm ready to go.
What do you, so you talk about being excited, and I know you are, man. And I talked right before you came on about, you know, I feel like there was just something, and you're a drama-free guy for sure. You don't get caught up in who's better, worse, blah, blah, blah. You're just chasing. You stick to your guns. And this is where you feel, the way I take it, that your heart is going to be fulfilled the most is back at the Elites. And Dave Mercer said to me when this became a reality, he said, I called this one.
Huh.
And I said, oh, yeah. And he said, I knew he was not done fishing for that classic trophy.
Yeah.
He said, I knew. And is that for you what drives you? I mean, because, man, I know you left and you went over there to BPT and you competed. But even it's like that those trophies, man, being so close, it has to just resonate with you somewhere.
Oh, it does. I mean, and the big part of it is the classic. I mean, I love pulling into arena, you know, 12,000-15,000 people, and it's kind of like playing basketball in college, you know. And it's I love being involved with the fans. I love fishing, my style of fishing. You know, I've won a lot of events, and I've thought about this. I've won a lot of events, and I've won a lot of events by catching number five on the way back to the weigh-in. And does that mean that, you know, that I didn't do a good job that day? It doesn't matter, because I won the event.
That's right.
And, you know, I grew up watching it, you know, and there's a lot of guys over on the other side that, I mean, I watched when I was a kid, and it's a, it was a business decision. That's where my sponsors wanted me to be. But at the end of the day, I think I was 9 or 10 years old. And Bassmaster came on, I think, at 9 o'clock in the mornings on Sunday mornings.
On TNN.
Yeah, obviously this was before DVR days. you know, and I had, Mom would wake me up where I could watch that. And I walked in there. She woke me up, and I walked in there, and I turned it on, and it was going off. And I literally, like, sat there and cried. But it was time change. The time had changed.
Oh.
So it could come on an hour earlier, and I missed it, you know, and cried. But it's just, that's just where I want. I mean, I fished the last classic over there, what, 2-3 years ago, I said on stage that this will not be my last classic.
That's right.
Maybe Mercer was right. Maybe he read it from then. And it's just, there's things that I liked about the DVT, but, you know, there's things that I love about the Elite Series, you know, just the takeoffs, the weigh-ins, just my style of fishing. It's just, you know, and the biggest part of it is it's where my sponsors want me to be at.
Yeah. Well, and I think, but it also seems like it's where your gut wants you to be from your fishing style, you know, and I'm not one to go back and forth about the formats. People get all torqued up about that. It's just two different games.
And, yeah, it is.
And I think that there are guys that have really adapted and figured that out. I shouldn't even say figured it out, but they, it doesn't seem to matter to them. But then it's like you said, you catch your fifth one on the way in. You talked to me about fishing with your uncle on Boats and Pros, and like that was his mentality. He's like, hey, man, we're going to fish this one dock and try to get five bites off. But, you know, you told the awesome story about you caught a 4-pounder off of it or whatever practice, and your uncle's like, well, why would we leave? And you pulled up and caught one in the tournament or whatever, and you're like, all right, let's go. And he's like, well, why don't we just see if there's another one? You know, and it's that five fish mentality. So, man, I think that it's going to be an interesting year. Looking at the schedule, what jumps out at you as your favorites right now? I mean, I know it really is tailor-made, I feel like, for A, you, and B, your new boat.
The first one when I, you know, saw the schedule is Lake Fork. you know, my first day there this year,
yes,
I think I had 36 or 37 pounds, and I honestly kind of stopped. I didn't stop fishing, but I kind of went looking after I caught that, you know, the second big one. So that's one. I mean, there's just something about Lake Fork. I figured up the other day when I was driving, I have caught, I don't know, 10 fish over 9 pounds, and I think I have caught 7 of them at Lake Fork, and 6 of them have been during a fence.
Yeah.
So there's just something about that lake. The one that really, like, when I seen the schedule, I circled it was the Sabine.
Okay.
And for one reason is that place has kicked my butt twice. And I don't want to, you know, I'm tired. And it might do it again. It's I usually do good on tidal fisheries. It's just the fact that it's so spread out, and whenever you leave that boat ramp, you make a decision, and that's the decision that you have made for the day, and you got to commit to that. I don't want to make any excuses, but I have sucked at the Sabine twice, and I want redemption there. Champlain. I like Champlain. I really like them all. It's a good schedule. Anything before the spawn or during the spawn, I love. And then going north, I mean, I like smallmouth. It really doesn't matter. I can finish dead last. I'm going back to fish where everybody wants me to fish. Fans, sponsors, me, and nothing against those guys. You know, the BBT guys. They're going to be successful. They have a product over there that's going to sell. But I know where I'm most comfortable and where everybody wants me to be at.
I think that's enough said. I think that's pretty. One quick thing I want to ask before you go deer hunting is how have you know, I know you got a lot of friends over there. Are they all on board, you know, totally supportive? You haven't got any flack from anybody or anything for making a jump back?
No, I mean, I haven't. You know, I've always been a very just, I don't know what the word is, reserved maybe?
Yes, I would say that. That's fair.
I can count my really good friends on one hand. Mm-hmm. And that's for a reason. I mean, that's how I've always been. And I have a few really close friends over there. And whether it be through text message or through comments during the announcement, I expect them to treat me just like if they have something that comes up that betters themselves, their business, their brand, I'm going to pat them on the back and say, go for it. I feel like if they don't do that, then they're probably not my friend anyway.
Yeah, I would agree with that. That's fair.
But no, to answer your question, I've got no feedback. I mean, no negative from any of those guys. And honestly, I haven't talked to any of them. I mean, not any, but I haven't talked to a lot of them. But there's been nothing. And I don't expect that. We're all professionals. And, you know, just like me leaving, I have nothing negative to say about over there. It's just that my business model points in the other direction, and they're going to be successful, and I wish them all of them the best of luck.
Do you think that they'll try to replace you with Jason Christie with a Y?
No, son.
Sorry, I couldn't help it. I can't have you on LBL and not say that.
they might. I'm not even. Yeah, what'd you say earlier in the show that I'm drama free?
You're drama free.
I got a lot of things to say, but I'm not gonna say.
You ain't gonna say it. I like it, and I know most of them because we've had the conversation.
Yeah.
I couldn't help it. All right, buddy, go kill a deer. Thank you so much for coming on.
Yeah, if I could get a dollar for every time that's come up over my.
Oh yeah.
Always random gas stations, you know, just. all this kind of stuff. No, it's IE. I'm just going to change my name to Jason IE.
With an IE. As I said on LBL many times, with a hard IE on it. Put the IE, people. It's IE, not Y. All right, buddy.
So, I have a question for you.
Oh, gosh.
have you got your boat yet?
I have not. And I was, one of my favorite comments that came in from a listener, Bell BL, because I've been joking about it every week. I'm going to keep saying they're the official boat of Low Budget Live until there's one in the dang garage. And when you made your announcement, a guy sent me a message. He goes, well, looks like you're going to be waiting a little longer. You got bumped. They're going to build Christie's first. And I was like, well, they should. He's going to need his quick. No, I haven't, man. I went out for a full day and drove probably the same boat that you drove, I'm guessing. And same thing. I'm so pumped about the sea deck and all that. But no, I haven't got it yet. And I actually just sold and got to deliver my last year's my Ranger. Got to get that thing out of the garage this week. So hopefully here very soon we're gonna have a X21 down there.
Yeah, I think they got a bunch of them fixing to roll out.
Yeah, I think so.
From my understanding. So.
Yeah, I think so, man. I'm pumped. I'm ready to go fast. I'm like Ricky Bobby. I'm gonna go fast again. That's
I heard your boat was ready to ship. The only thing holding it up was the pH stuff.
Golly, that's what. Hey, do you have a contact there that I could get a hold of? Do you have a pro staff? Should we post the pro staff manager's name and information on this podcast for anybody that needs a free jet plane?
Just go around them. That's what they refer to.
Just go around. Yes. Hey, I meant to talk about that on this podcast. I'm glad you reminded me. I'm going to when we get off the phone about how not to conduct business.
That's funny. They called me and said that before the boat order was even there, they're like, your TH stuff's sitting here.
Yeah. Yeah. I shipped mine a few weeks ago, so hopefully it made it.
Yeah.
I hope so. All right, well, send me a picture of another giant. I'm sure. I'm jealous of all your fishing endeavors, but I'm about sick of these deer pictures.
Dude, if this one goes down that I'm chasing, it's going to be he's very, very impressive. I mean, I'm pretty sure.
Wow.
Bow between his mainframe. He's a big one. But
holy cow!
Yeah, he's a good one. And like I said, he's at least 9 years old because I've got pictures of him since. 16 as a 4-year-old. So,
no, oh, it's scary.
I just want to know, like, once I do get him, how much I've invested in. Like, what's his meat going to be valued per pound?
$4,000. Way more than any Kobe beef you could go buy.
Yeah. You know, based on my time and the and all the cameras, batteries, food plots, all that stuff, it's, yeah. He's like, I'm going to sell it at the store for $4,000 for a sandwich.
Unbelievable, man. Well, I hope you get him. That, those stories always kill me. You know, because we all, we think we let them age, but, you know, when they get in that above 5 range, they just turn into such, well, after 3, I feel like they change a lot, but yeah. Above 5, man, when you're saying a 9-year-old, that's just hard to even fathom. I can't even imagine how smart he is.
He watches me. Like, the last 3 days, he's got 2 places he shows up. I go to one. He shows up at the other. I go to the other. He shows up at the one. And the only fix to that is to take a buddy and get him. But I ain't like, I got my best friend hunts with me. And he 200 acres that's off limits to anybody that, other than me, because he knows. And he wouldn't. He told me he wouldn't shoot it if it walked by, because he knows how much time I have invested in this deer.
That's a good friend right there.
Yep. Like I say, they're count on one hand how many.
The tight circle.
Right. All right, man.
All right, buddy. All right. Thank you, Jason. I appreciate you, man.
Anytime. See you.
See you, buddy. The one and only Jason Christie with an IE. So there you go. There you go. You know, he made a lot of really, really interesting points. And here's the thing. Jason, like, I've had a lot of people, oh, man, you need to get Christie on. I want to know why he's leaving BPT. Blah, 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 blah. You know, he's not the dude that's going to throw shade, and he's not the dude that's going to, you know, publicly say why. But you hear the blast-offs and the 10,000 to 15,000 people in arena at the Classic. Like, he misses that kind of stuff. I mean, that's, they don't have that over there. I mean, those are just... And that's just, they don't have anything set up to have that fanfare, right? So, I mean, things like that are overwhelming reasons, you know. And I just feel like him and guys like him and Hackney in particular were just neutered by the format originally in year one. I think, you know, Hackney had kind of jumped on board with it a little bit more in year two, but. And there, you know, and there's obviously other reasons those guys are leaving business wise, but and problems they have with one thing or another. Some of those I know, not about Jason person, but from the other guys, they're not going to publicly talk about that. And they'll leave that kind of crap up to me, I guess. Stir the pot. But so hope you enjoyed that. Jason is he is one of those guys that we've all got this buddy, I feel like, that he's always going to catch fish no matter what's going on, whether that be crappie, catfish, bass, whatever, whether he does it in tournaments, doesn't, you know. And then he's just a killer. Like, he's a hunter, but he's a killer. And he just shoots the biggest deer of anybody I know. Like, it's crazy. In Oklahoma, Kansas, just biggins. Big ones. And so I really appreciate him. He actually, on our text back and forth about this, he's like, look, man, I ain't got long, because you're going to catch me in between hunts and the weather's coming in, blah, blah, blah. So I appreciate Jason coming on and, you know, and talking with us about all that. And super excited for him again on the Express thing. And I don't want anybody to think, oh, well, you're excited about it because you're sponsored by them, so you got to talk about it. There's so much more to it than that, man. I think that if you watch the Boats and Pros, if you've kept up with Jason's career, and he mentioned this, again, he's not a shade-throwing type guy, but he mentions the industry's changing. I did the podcast on corporate greed. You know, he could have stayed at Ranger Boats. He didn't. His deal was not one of the deals that got cut. he decided to move on. There are a couple other announcements going on right now that are guys that decide to make a decision to leave that could have stayed as well. I don't know what that says, y'all. There's a lot going on. There's a lot going on. So, you know, I think there's going to be more and more and more of that as we move forward. But it is very cool to see him land in an express and how he will use that boat to give himself an advantage, because it does give you an advantage for sure. Lots of different advantages. But then within those advantages, you're also not giving up those creature comforts of having a 21-foot fiberglass boat. The only difference is it's made of aluminum. It's not tin rig or the old junker. No, high-performance bass boat. So very, very cool. Damn, lots of change going on. Lots of change going on. Want to say congratulations to Jordan Wiggins, first of all, making the Classic through the Bassmaster Team Championship down there in Harris Chain, Florida, one of my favorite places, and his partner Wesley Sams. They won the overall team event, get thrown into the top, I think the top three teams competed against each other. And Jordan is obviously BPT Pro Jesse Wiggins, Bass Pro Tour, just love me some Jesse Wiggins, LBL veteran Jesse Wiggins. It's his brother Jordan. And them two are dangerous now. Don't think they're not. If you're a bass and you're swimming around, you want to steer clear of Wesley Sams and Jordan Wiggins. And you damn sure want to steer clear of Jordan and Jesse if they're together. But Wesley and Jordan fish the Alabama Bass Trail, which I argue one of the toughest tournament trails in the country. By a mile. I mean, some of the Texas team stuff really tough. Man, the Bama Bass Trail, stone cold killers. But they've won the ABT Championship. They've won regular season ABTs, and now they won the Bassmaster Championship, Team Championship, against all these teams that qualify from all these different trails from all over the country. And I forget what the overall number of boats in that thing was, but I think it was a couple hundred. And, you know, to make it to that, because you have to make it through the points in the Bass Trail, is an accomplishment in itself, because it is a very hard-fought tournament trail. Nobody gives an inch in that thing. And so to make it, and then you got to catch them two more days, they split the teams up. And I'm not ever sure how that works. You know, you've won it as a team, and now you got to compete against each other. It's kind of like the college deal, but very cool. And Jordan, I read a quote from him. He said, you know, his brother, they've won a lot of stuff, and his brother's, you know, fishing pro now, Jesse, and he's always holding that Classic thing over his head. But you know what? Now he can throw some shade back because both brothers made the Classic. Very cool. Very cool. So congrats to Jordan Wiggins on the Classic. Then the videos, I think Jesse posted some of the videos of him. He caught like an 8-14 or something the first day, and he's like, I've never tried to land one this big. It was awesome, man. So cool to see. Thank y'all so much for everything, for watching LBL, for checking it out. We're not gonna go long form this week. Got just lots to do, to be honest. We will see y'all on LD and the MC later this week. Got a very special LBL special edition coming up on Friday of this week. Little musical LBL for y'all. So be on the lookout for that. If you're into that sort of thing, going to interview some good friends of mine out there in the country music world. All right? I've been telling y'all we're going to try it. We're going to do it. Thank y'all so much for watching every single week. Make sure you are subscribed to This Insanity. And we'll take you out with a little Biloxi Blues like always. Make sure to hug your dang mama. See y'all Wednesday on LD. An EMC. Thank y'all. Never could make it last. Spanish moss and Civil War ghosts. Well, I'm gonna leave them in the past. Any direction, Lord, I'll be fine. It don't matter, east or west. North, south, wherever the wind blows, I'm leaving those burdens at rest. This highway, it
does not know my name, and I don't care. No, I don't care. Heading my way for another place, and I got three good tires and a spare. Just a white line gypsy getting out of Mississippi with just enough gas to get there.